about 300 days optical quasi-periodic oscillations in the long-term light curves of the blazar PKS2155-304, by Qi Zheng et al. Based on the long-term light curves collected from the Catalina Sky Survey, CSS, from 2005 to 2013, and the All Sky Automated Survey for Supernovae, ASASSN, from 2014 to 2018, optical quasi-periodic oscillations, QPOs, about 300 days can be well determined in the well-known blazar PKS2155-304 through four different methods: the generalized Lohm-Skagel periodogram, GLSP, method, the weighted wavelet Z-transform, WWZ, technique, the epoch-folded method and red-fit method. The GLSP determined significance level for the periodicity is higher than 99.9999% based on a false alarm probability. The red-fit provided confidence level for the periodicity is higher than 99% in ASASSN light curve, after considering the effects of red noise. Based on continuous autoregressive, CAR, process created artificial light curves, the probability of detecting fake QPOs is lower than 0.8%. The determined optical periodicity of 300 days from CSS and ASASSN light curves is well consistent with the reported optical periodicity in the literature. Moreover, three possible models are discussed to explain the optical QPOs in PKS2155-304: the relativistic frame dragging effect, the binary black hole, BBH, model and the jet precession model. This was about 300 days optical quasi-periodic oscillations in the long-term light curves of the blazar PKS2155-304, by Qi Zheng et al.